keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson becomes the latest Republican to enter the 2026 race for Kansas governor. Seven Republicans have now announced their campaigns, while only one Democrat plans to run so far. The White House has reportedly unfroze more than $1 billion for summer education programming. The White House has not said whether it will unfreeze the rest of the $6 billion in federal funds for programs like English language learning. And members of Kansas Task Force One continue to help with search efforts in Texas. Sunday, field squads worked with canines and chainsaw teams to work with three targeted search areas. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at noon today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of thunderstorms. High of 95, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, 74. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
Looking for an insurance company that truly understands your needs? Look no further than Linton Insurance, your trusted local insurance expert. They pride themselves on delivering insurance solutions tailored just for you. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, Linton Insurance has you covered. They work closely with you to find the right coverage at the right price and are there when you need them most, guiding you through the claims process with care and efficiency. Don't leave your insurance needs to chance. Call Linton Insurance 738-5128 or visit them on North Mill in Beloit.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This week, the lights shine bright at the Mitchell County Fair, July 23rd through the 26th in Beloit. Catch thrilling events like the Kansas Antique Racers, Hog Arena Scramble, Hayrack Rides, and the Big Demo Derby and Trailer Races Saturday night. Wristbands for grandstand events are just $25 for all three nights. Kids 5 and under get in free. Play all night at the bounce houses and laser tag from 6 to 10. And don't forget, there's a cornhole tournament, live bands, and so much more. Make your nights unforgettable only at the Mitchell County Fair.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Former Wichita State star and NBA champion Fred VanVleet was elected president of the National Basketball Players Association, the union for NBA players. VanVleet's election happened over last weekend. He begins a four-year term taking over for CJ McCollum, whose term ended this season. VanVleet, now a member of the Houston Rockets, Rockets signed with the Raptors after going undrafted in 2016. He became a vital member of their team that won the 2019 NBA Championship, and Van Vliet was named an All-Star in 2022. The 31-year-old Van Vliet played for Wichita State from 2012 to 2013. As a freshman, he helped lead the Shockers to the NCAA tournament, and he played a key role in their advancement to the Final Four. WSU played in the NCAA tournament in all four of Van Vliet's seasons. He and Scott City native Ron Baker formed a formidable backcourt for some of WSU's most successful seasons. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
When accidents happen, trust DeVore Auto Body and Collision to get you back on the road. And now they're doing even more for your ride. In addition to top-notch collision repair and 24-hour record service, DeVore is now offering service work and AC repair to keep you cool and running smooth all year long. Call 534-1982. That's 534-1982 for fast, friendly, reliable service. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, where quality meets hometown care. Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
We're talking with Roger Mick, head baseball coach for the Beloit K-18. Roger, heck of a run this year, 11-1 so far. You've won a 7 in a row. The last and only loss of the year came against Smith Center on June 18th. You rolled through the Twin Lakes League tournament, winning all three games, and then recently won the regional tournament in a walk-off hit by Paxton Fouts, bringing in Tripp Stillwell on a 13th inning, bottom of the 13th inning walk-off play that won you. First of all, Roger, tell us a little bit about your coaching history.
I have an older son who's 25, and of course I coached him all the way through. And then before that, I was a high school coach in Salina for 4 years, about 20 plus years ago. And then, of course, I got two boys. One's going to be a freshman, and one's going to be a senior this year. And I've coached them all the way through as they were coming up, you know, peewees and K-18 and that stuff. This is my second year with this group. I was the assistant coach last year, and then this year I decided to take the head coaching job. So that's a little bit about my experience, I guess, as a coach.
Well, Roger Mick, you're 11-1 at the K-18 level and just won the East Regional. We'll be headed to state this weekend in Lucas. The core of your ball team, 7 of 9 starters, played high school ball, which really helped. We were talking about the age group. We believe it used to be 13, 15, kind of like a Babe Ruth type thing. Now it's 14 to 16, we think. But some young men, Brooks Dunston, Colton Adolf, Kanan Olson, Paxton Fouts, Riley Lundeen, Trace Kahn, and Tripp Stillwell have really put this team on their shoulders and led them through some tight games. You've had a couple really good games with Smith Center, and then had to get by Osborne in a very close game in the Twin Lakes game just to get the championship in the league tournament, and then a 13-inning marathon with undefeated Clay Center. And you've picked Brooks Dunston, Colton Adolf, Olson, Paxton Fouts have all pitched real well for you this year. Kind of talk about your core of 7 to 9 high school kids that have really been there when you needed a hit or needed some shutout innings.
Yeah, those kids, they didn't just play high school baseball. Most of those kids got a lot of varsity experience for Beloit High last spring. So they're seasoned baseball players by now. I mean, they've been playing a lot of baseball all spring, and yeah, that they're really our core group of guys, and we can send 5-6 really quality pitchers out to the mound. When you talk about Kanan Olson and Brooks Dunston and Paxton Fouts and Colton Adolf, and then a couple of kids that didn't play high school baseball, but David Anuto and David Mick. So Yeah, those kids that played high school ball, they bring a lot of experience. They're well seasoned. The other night against Clay Center, that was their stiffest challenge yet, and I wouldn't be surprised if we come across Clay Center again in the state tournament. They're a very good team, and they're evenly matched with us. I mean, you don't go 13 innings with a team that doesn't match you pitch for pitch and play for play. What it boiled down to is we had a hit fall in and they didn't. And so, yeah, that game the other night was, it didn't surprise me that we fought and we stayed in it and we clawed and we scratched and we were able to pull it out, because that's kind of what I told the kids, that didn't surprise me, because that's kind of what I expect out of them. They're a really good group of kids. They're experienced baseball players. They like to play baseball. And they're pretty gritty.
Well, Coach, talk about Jason Garman and Nate helping you coach a little bit, what they bring to the table, and how you select two pitches on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, it's a coaching staff. It's not just, just me. Nate Jones does all of the – he does all the technical stuff, the game-changer stuff, the communicating with parents, and even with the media. He sends out all of our notifications for practices and games and all that stuff. So Nate's invaluable in that regard. Of course, Jason Garman coached the Beloit Grasshoppers when they won the state championship in Pee Wees there a couple of years ago. So he brings quite a bit of coaching experience, too, and he brings a lot of enthusiasm, too. And then, not to be forgotten, is Coach Shane Olson, who he's a tremendous asset when it comes to throwing BP. I mean, that guy can throw BP forever, it seems like. So, yeah, we got a good four good guys. We all bring different things to the dugout and to the team, and so it's been a really good mix so far, and we hope to keep it going for three more games.
Well, Coach, it was a tough decision. You've got 22 kids on the Beloit K18 team this year because needed a few, four or five more kids to usually split it and go with the young group and older group. But the choice was made this year to keep everybody together. And in a normal Twin Lakes League game night, you guys play seven innings and then three extra innings for the young kids. But they didn't get a lot of playing time this year. But playing against, you had a few scrimmages, and every practice was the expectations of those 22 kids were to challenge. Kind of talk about 22 kids and how you manage that through 12 games this year.
Yeah, it has its advantages and its disadvantages. One of the advantages is we had all of our players on one team. So, we didn't get our teams watered down. So we had all of our best players on one team, and that's obviously a big advantage. Another advantage is when you have 22 kids on a team, you can do a lot of things at practice. You can scrimmage at practice. You can divide them up into groups and do a lot of station type stuff. So there are some advantages. Obviously, there's also some disadvantages. The younger kids, unfortunately, didn't get enough playing time, and so their development, I think, was really kind of they got kind of shorthanded on their development because they just didn't get the experience. Yeah, they got the three inning games on the league nights, and we tried to we did take them to Salina for a 1 day tournament, and we took them to Salina for a scrimmage against a pretty good 14 and under team. So we tried to enhance what they were getting just on the regular schedule by adding some of those things, but still, I didn't think they just didn't get enough playing time. But so, yeah, putting all of them together, it has its advantages, but it also has its drawbacks. Bottom line is, hopefully next year we have 30 kids out and we can have two teams, because you like to see kids involved, and of course I'm a baseball lover, and so I like to see lots of kids playing baseball, but. Yeah, we didn't feel like we had enough for two teams, so we put them all in one, and we just made the most of it.
Okay, team coach Roger Mick, you're headed to the state tournament in world-famous Lucas, Kansas, which is a really nice facility, and top-notch people. They love the game down there. They do it right. They anything from the introductions to national anthem to pregame, postgame serving, great concession stand. You should be the number one seed. Clay Center will be two. Then Smith Center and Clifton Clyde will be down there representing the East Regional. And then we think that Hoxie won the West Regional today and beat Atwood. And then probably Norton Ellis, we think, that will all be there. And then when you're in for Sunday and lose, you go home. But exciting time for your team. And it's going to be a heck of a tournament, especially on from your regional with Clay Center, Clifton Clyde, Smith Center, and Beloit. Any one of those four teams could win the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, we had the 13-inning game with Clay Center the other night, and I already talked about how they're evenly matched with us. And Smith Center, the number three seed in our region, has already beat us once this year and given us two tight games the other time. So we don't expect there to be any easy games this next weekend. There's not going to be any easy opponents at the state tournament, so... we just have to come, be ready to play, and take care of our business. And I think we got as good a shot as anybody to do well.
Roger Mick, when you get a 11-1 team and they roll for you and they win the close ones, it's a lot of fun in any sport. Best of luck to you Saturday in your first opening round game at K-18 state tournament. And congratulations on a fantastic K-18 baseball team for the city of Beloit.
Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
Tired of buffering wheels and drop video calls? It's time to switch to Cunningham Fiber Internet, the ultimate upgrade for your home. With Cunningham Fiber, you get blazing fast speeds, rock-solid reliability, and crystal-clear streaming even during peak hours. Unlike satellite, fiber isn't affected by storms, and it's faster and more stable than wireless. Whether you're working from home, gaming, or streaming in 4K, fiber keeps you connected when it matters most. Don't settle for slow. Go fiber, go faster. Call Cunningham Fiber now to switch and experience the difference.
Crop nutrition and protection complete with application bulk fuel and propane delivery. Service tires, batteries, fill your tank when you need. Convenient for town and country. We'll maximize yields and build those gains. Finance and insure the crops you raise. Customer first in every way. Midway's your best way forward.
Hey guys, it's Lydia here with Rex at North Central Air in Downs, Kansas, and Rex is going to tell us what's new at North Central Air.
Yeah, we have a lot of new items, electric and gas. The gas units right now are the hot items. Everybody's wanting them, and we have them all. We got a new one that's 37 CFM. It's a twin tank, 150 PSI, and it's got a 13-horse Honda and a three-cylinder pump. And that's one they'd sure want to take a look at.
That sounds great, Rex. And how did they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just call me at 785-454-3409.
That's 454-3409, North Central Air in Downs, Kansas.
John Singer, Singer Construction. Not a new name in construction. John has over 25 years of construction experience. He'll work with you to meet your design specifications and project requirements. If it's a metal building, office remodel, or concrete work, John and his crew will bring you quality work at an affordable price. Call for a bid today, 785-545-4494. For all your commercial, agricultural, or residential needs, Singer Construction, Glen Elder, Kansas.